This Chazar Zeichen Neshebech Chesu Shag Rabbi Yehuda Masechet Sa'id Daf Lamed Zayin. Zok Nigmar, the Gemara earlier actually mentioned that Yehuda was publicly Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. This is taught to us in a Braisa, which says that Ermeya said when the Yidden got to the Yamsuf, the Shvatim began to argue as to who should have the Schus to jump into the water first. Binyamin went ahead and jumped into the water before the rest, as can be dashed from Psukim. The people of Yehuda were upset, and they ran in, that Binyamin ran in first, began to throw stones at the people of Binyamin. For being first, Binyamin actually merited having the Kodesh HaKadoshim in his portion of Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda says that this is not the way the story went. Rather, the Shvatim were arguing as to who should go in first because no one wanted to go in first. Nachshon Aminadov, who was from Yehuda, went and jumped in first. This is where Yehuda was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim publicly. As this was going on, Moshe stood and davened to Hashem. Hashem said to Moshe, "My beloved Yidden are drowning in the Yam, and you just stand there and daven." Moshe asked, "What can I do?" Hashem told him, "Tell the Yidden to travel into the Yamsuf and lift your staff and stretch out your hand, etc." It was in the schus of being first that Yehuda merited to be the kings of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi says, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yaakov said, in one place the Torah writes that the Levim stood up on Har Gerizim. In another place it writes that they stood in the valley below. Which one was it? So he answers that the elders of the Kehanim and the Levim stood in the valley below, and the remaining stood up on the mountain. Rabbi Yoshia says, the Levim who were fit to do their avoid, meaning between the ages of 30 and 50, were below in the valley. The rest were up on the mountain. Rabbi says all of Klal Yisrael stood below in the valley. They just all turned towards Har Gerizim when they said the brachas, and towards Har Eval when the klalos were said. Although the pasuk says that they stood on, which seems to mean on the mountain, the word al in this context means near the mountain. We find a braisa that teaches that the word al also can be understood as meaning near. The Mishnah said, Hafchu pneim klapi Har Gerizim. A braisa says there was a general bracha stated for one who keeps the whole Torah, and then specific brachas corresponding to each of the klalos mentioned in the psukim. Similarly, there was a general klalos stated for someone who doesn't keep the Torah, and then the specific klalos mentioned in the psukim. Every mitzvah has four parts to it: to learn it, to teach it, to guard it, and to do it. Lilmud lamid lishma v'lasos. And a separate bracha and a separate klal were given for each part of each mitzvah, both in the general and in the specific. That means there were 16 brisim given for each mitzvah, a general bracha, a specific bracha, a general klal and a specific klal, and for each of the four parts for a total of 16 brisim. This was also done at Sinai and again in Avreis Moyav. This means that there were a total of 48 brisim 16 times in three places for each mitzvah. Rav Shimon removes Har Gerizim and Har Eval as being one of those three places because only a few of the mitzvahs were mentioned there, not all the mitzvahs, and puts the Oil Moyed in its place to get to that same total. Rav Shimon and Tanakama can be said to be arguing in the machlokes of a braisa. The braisa of Rishmol says the general principles of the mitzvah were given at Sinai, and the particulars were first given at the Oyel Moed. Rabbi Akiva says that the general principles and the particulars were given at Sinai, and then repeated at the Oyel Moed, and repeated again in Avreis Moyav. We can say the Tanakam holds Rabbi Shmuel, who says that the teachings at the Oyel Moed were a continuation of Sinai and not counted on its own. Rabbi Shimon would agree with Rabbi Akiva. The braisa continues. From here, we see that there is not a mitzvah in the Torah that does not have 48 brisim associated with it. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda of Kfar Aku, in the name of Rav Shimon, said every mitzvah was given with brisim equal to the 48 times 603,550, meaning equal to the number of the men in Har Sinai, because each yid is responsible for the keeping of each part of the mitzvah for all the other people. So it's 48 times 603,550. Rebbe says this number must again be multiplied by 603,550. Rav Mishashi explains because Rebbe holds that every yid is responsible as a guarantor for keeping the mitzvahs of every other yid, and every yid is also a guarantor on every other yid's guarantee for every other yid. So therefore, you have to multiply it one more time based on that. Rav Shimon Yehuda says one is not responsible for another yid's guarantor obligation, and therefore only one level of multiplication is sufficient. Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmeni, the Maturgman of Reish Lakish Darshan, all the klalos were only said regarding people involved in adultery. It must be this way because the curse that says curses the one who makes an avodah zarah can't be referring to that literally, because for such a person would not suffice with a simple curse, would rather be punished much more severely in this world and the next. Therefore, it must be referring to a man who was mezana and produced a mamzer, who then went and assimilated and worshipped avodah zarah. It's the parents of this child who are cursed for bringing this about and causing him to do so. Abraisa says the pasuk says that the bracha should be given on Har Gerizim and the klalos on Har Eval. This can't be understood in a simple form because, like we already said, that Har Gerizim was for the brachas and Har Eval was for the klalos. So we know that already. So rather, it's teaching that the brachas are said before the klalos. However, the pasuk's use of the singular bracha and klala teaches that one bracha is said and followed by the corresponding klala and so on, but and not that all the brachas were said and then followed by all the klalos. It also comes to teach a hekesh between the brachas and the klalos. Just as the klalos are to be said by the Levim, the same issue for the brachas. Just as the klalos are to be said in a loud voice, the same issue for the brachas. Just as the klalos are to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, the same is for the brachas. Just as the klalos were said in the general form and the specific form, the same is true for the brachas. And just as the response to the klalos by all the Yidden was for the Yidden to answer Amen, the same was true for the brachas.